RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live here on Tee to Green, your spot for local golf talk here in Western New York every Saturday from 7 to 8 here on WGR Sports Radio 550. My name is Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester, the third man of our team, is working hard this week for PGA Tour Radio at the BMW Championship in Delaware. He'll be checking in with us a little bit later on in the show. But it's a beautiful morning, and I know many of you may be up and ready to go here on WGR. It's a Bills game day as well. We'll have Bills pregame starting at 8 a.m. right after we're off the air here. So if you're looking for Bills talk, stick with us here. And then at 8, we get you ready for Bills and Broncos pregame coverage, taking you up to kickoff today at 1 o'clock from Highmark Stadium. Coming up here on the show today, well, we're excited to be at a special place in golf in Western New York, Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, and we're inside the Harmon Room, which is a really, really cool spot to be. So we'll have some information coming up about next year's 2023 PGA Championship, which, of course, is right here in Western New York at Oak Hill. As I said, Kevin Sylvester at 7:45 from the BMW Championship, and we'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. All that and more coming up as we say good morning to Jeff Mitis. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
You're excited to be here?
Yeah, get all the feels when you come up the driveway here at Oak Hill first thing in the morning, and all the history, and just talk about a place that makes you want to get your clubs out and go play golf and relive all the great things that happened and play just one of the greatest golf courses in the world and a great facility. So it's a lot of fun. You say Oak Hill and everybody's ears perk up. So I know we're going to have a lot more listeners this week. That's for sure.
Yeah. If you're a golfer, you know about Oak Hill in Western New York and the history that's been there. We're going to talk about this. If you want to see what it looks like from where we're broadcasting from, I've got a couple of pictures up. Follow us on our social media handles, Twitter and Instagram at T2G Buffalo, and a video as well. Of some of the plaques that are outside on the putting green, where some of the history is kind of you go down memory lane with some of the history that is
in the trophy room, and we're in the Harmon room. Craig Harmon, you know, consider Craig a friend. It's great to see all these things and remember coming here all those times and talking with Craig and learning how to teach from Craig. So it's a place that brings back a lot of really, really positive memories, and I'm super excited for the championship next year.
Yep. And for you as a Western New York PGA Club Pro, the Section Championship. I know a lot of club pros will be participating in that, which is here next week. That's part of the reason we're here.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, and to get to play the greatest course in the world, basically, as a club pro and as our championship. And I remember last time it was here, they gave us the Saturday and Sunday pins from the PGA Championship. It was a bit of a grind, but I remember coming in griping about the, you know, how hard it was after the round, and Craig's like, you know, our members play it every day. They don't whine, Jeff. Yeah, so, but it's really, really neat. And I remember my daughter caddied for me, and it's one of those memories you'll have for a long time.
Yep. All right, so we're here at Oak Hill, and we're excited to be here. We're with you for the next hour here on WGR. Okay, let's bring in some of our guests. We have two of them.
Yeah, good ones.
Yes. Ron Pluta, the general chairman of the 2023 PGA Championship, and also Wes Simeon, who's in charge of sales and marketing for the PGA Championship event here next year. Gentlemen, Ron, good morning.
Thank you. Morning. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Nice to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, you've had a few years of work here preparing for this. You don't just have a couple committee meetings and throw this event together? Is that how it works?
Yeah, just one or two. But in reality, we started about 16 months ago. In February, we were assigned a PGA Championship director from PGA of America. We started putting our team together here, our local team, right around then, and we met, which was Barry Deitch at that time. It was all over the Zoom calls and Google Meets, yes, and that, because of the lingering of COVID. So, but it worked out okay because Brian was out of Barry was out of D.C., so it made it nice for him. He could stay home and work with his family, and then we communicated quite often.
How many different subcommittees, and can you put a number on that? I mean, between the volunteers and the tournament and how many different committees and how many people are involved in putting on a huge event like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, our team here on site will grow to about 5-7 folks. You know, we're here to be community liaisons to the club, to the community, to the members. You know, we'll grow and have around 200 of our PGA headquarters team come in. Our subcommittees and volunteers, you know, Ron's really excited. We have over 3,000 volunteers representing 30 to 35 different communities. You know, so it's a huge team, mm-hmm, that'll be here.
And when does the infrastructure build start? Will that start this fall or will that start in the spring? I mean, you fence off the whole play. I mean, it's a lot of infrastructure.
Yeah, good question. We're going to start actually in September. We're going to start bringing in gravel because being in the championship being in May now versus August and last time in 13. Now it's a 3-month build. And if we back up 3 months in from May, we're into February. And it's really, as you know from being in Buffalo,
stakes in the ground don't go as easy in February, right?
Right. So we're going to start in September, start bringing gravel in. We're going to try to get some of the foundations for the bigger areas where the wedges will be, where we have the back nine wedge with hospitality. We have a front nine wedge with Club PGA. We're going to start putting gravel down on the driving range where we're going to have the merchandise and the main entrance will be coming in. So we have to get the foundations in, and we're going to try to bring those up maybe a couple feet out of the ground so when it does snow, we can continue to build through the winter.
And then that'll all be removed after the event, obviously. Yes. And then I remember the stat. This is how many miles of cable are going to be laid between power and television and everything else that go through the facility. I mean, to me, that's interesting watching because I've run golf tournaments. I've never run anything of this, obviously. But just the miles of cable and everything that has to go into preparing an event like this. The other thing is you recently renovated the facility. The golf course has been changed.
We did. In 2019, in the fall of 2019, they actually started in 2017. They formed a committee together with they hired Andrew Green as the director or the designer. Mm-hmm. He was assisted with Jeff Sluman, a local Rochesterian and member of Oak Hill Country Club. Jeff is a past PGA champion himself, mm-hmm, and he helped work with Andrew Green and our team here at Oak Hill. Started the process in 19. Right around now, at this time in August, and finished up. They laid the last piece of sod in November. The members were all playing in the following June, so it was quite a great process. Every green, every bunker was renovated on the East Course.
A sympathetic restoration for sure.
Yeah,
sympathetic.
Yeah. And Wes, that was to go back to what was some of the original design's intent with the with this renovation, right?
Yeah, back to original Donald Ross design. So we're all really excited about it. It's it'll be a new generation of golfers. It'll be coming to Oak Hill and Rochester, and it'll be something pretty incredible for them to experience.
And don't forget the West Course. Yeah, when you come here too. Yeah, that's the other thing. You could put another, two great courses.
Another
here,
beautiful
yeah.
course. So let's maybe talk a little bit more about spectators. So 2013, maybe many of them have come there for the PGA Championship, the year Jason Duffner won the event. And then, of course, was it 2019, the senior PGA was here as
yes,
well?
Correct.
Right. So visually, and they spectators may get to see a little different outlook of what they saw. I mean, if they hadn't been here since that event, like, what would you say they're going to see the biggest changes of here?
I think the green complexes and the bunker complexes have changed dramatically from the on-course view. From the television view, I think the course is just going to show beautifully. The way they outlined, we've removed quite a few trees as the new trend in golf courses. So I think it just opens up the visual from the golf course view.
I'd say also in terms of the spectator experience, new this year, every ticket that's a part of the championship program will be a championship plus ticket. It's affording convenience, flexibility, and value. This program, it's going to aim to enhance the overall spectator experience. They're going to be able to, enjoy inclusive food and non-alcoholic beverages, so you're never pulling out your wallet or money at the concession stands. You'll be able to walk up, get two entrees, two snack items, two non-alcoholic beverages. You could kind of come and go as you please. It'll help with lines, it'll help with just being able to grab food and not miss an action of golf.
Last week we did a charity putting challenge event. We called the Duster Challenge. We did it in Glen Oak at Glen Oak Golf Club in Amherst, and we raised some money for the PGA Reach Foundation. But one of the things that we did give away was some PGA Championship tickets. And when we were describing what it entailed, it said it included food and beverage. And then a couple people were asking, well, how does that work? So that's going to definitely enhance the spectator and the fan experience to come here, knowing that that's something maybe that's they don't have to worry about as much. It's all part of the ticket.
You don't have to keep digging. Yeah, get some meat.
We like the joke. As long as they're not setting a lemonade stand up on 13, we're going to be okay. Come and go as you please, as many times as you'd like.
The inaugural year, they tried this at Tulsa last year, so that was it went very well in Tulsa. So they decided to keep it going in the future. We're going to keep it here. We have 17 and younger youths will be entered into the championship for free, accompanied by a ticket holding an adult. And that's something that's pretty exciting. The biggest thing that you asked earlier, the changes. In 2013, when we last hosted the championship, there was 25 hours of live television coverage. They're anticipating over 100 hours of live television coverage coming in 2023. You're talking about miles of wiring and so forth. It's going to reach over 170 countries around the world, and estimating 600 million households will be watching this. So this is quite a large event that just keeps growing. Our campus here, in 2013, we used about 4 acres for the broadcast compound. We're anticipating 8 acres this coming next year for the championship for the broadcast compound. So it's just exploded.
And that's why this facility is great, because you guys have a history hosting these events. Now you've hosted every men's major, I forget the stat there between the Ryder Cup, the Open, the Senior, the Amateur. You've hosted pretty much any event that's a major in golf, correct?
Correct.
It's a pretty insane trophy room.
We were in the trophy room. I'll put out some more pictures as well later. Yeah. PGA Championship, Senior PGA, U.S. Open, Senior Open, U.S. Amateur, and the Ryder Cup.
Other than that, nothing.
And now, impressive list.
Yeah, tickets, they're going fast, right? Like this, normally people expect, as we were talking earlier, people walk up, get tickets at Wegmans. It's not going to be that way this year, is it? They're selling out, right?
Yeah, I would definitely say no. That's a huge thing, too. There's so much pent up, anticipation and excitement for this. It's a golf mecca out here in Rochester and Western New York. So, we've seen really, really great response from the market as far as, tickets going. We have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and our weekly Championship Plus tickets. They're all gone, so there's limited ticket remaining, for Thursday, which is, the opening round of the championship. So, You know, those will be gone, I would say, in a matter of weeks. You know, I'm really excited about that.
You can get those. You can get those tickets at PGAChampionship.com.
Yeah.
All right, PGAChampionship.com. Now, practice round tickets are still available?
Yeah, you know, okay. And the practice round tickets probably are going to be offering the most affording option. You know, so if you're a family and you're just looking to check out the championship, get on the ground, say you were here, you know, try food, try non-alcoholic beverages, you know, see some of the players. They're all going to be out there practicing. So, you know, those might be some of the best options, too, for some of the families around here.
I was going to say, for a person that has a 12-year-old boy that likes golf, the practice rounds, I think, intending professional events are actually, I think, a great idea. You get a little more better access to take pictures. The players also are in a little easier of access mood in terms of they might take a picture with you. They might sign an autograph for you. When it gets to tournament mode time, I mean, it's all business for obvious reasons on Thursday, but that those early days... it's an opportunity maybe where you can see, you can get a little closer. The players and the caddies may give you a little bit more interaction. So, if you have young kids and you were thinking about maybe coming out, I think the practice round days are outstanding days to come.
It's my favorite time, to be honest, because it is what you say. And the range is packed with players working on their game. And, being an aficionado and a PGA professional, I just love watching them work with their instructors. And, you know, you go back, you can't go back to the gear tents and the trailers, but you get to watch these guys hit and what they're working on and just to sit there near the range and watch, you know, the best players in the world work at their craft is really, really cool.
I remember in 2013, one of the practice days, I can't remember Friday or it was Monday or Tuesday, on the upper putting green where the pros were all practicing. Ricky Fowler was out putting, and he's such a big supporter of the youth.
Yes,
and they support him as well. So he had all kinds of 8-year-olds and 13-year-olds all hanging around him, watching him putt. So he got done putting, and he said. Waved over to the kids. He says, come with me. So he took all the kids that were following him. I don't know, maybe there were 10 to 15 young kids there. Went to his car, opened up his trunk, and he just started signing hats and handing them out to these young kids. And, you know, that's just, I think that's just what this is all, golf is all about. You know, you got to bring the interest of the young girls and boys to get interested in golf.
Yeah, one of my favorite stories is I was working the range, and Tiger had his own golf ball back then, and all the kids wanted everybody has their own ball, sure. Pro V1s, isn't it? And we were giving Tiger's golf balls to all the kids. Well, we didn't have enough golf balls come Saturday for his warm-up, so they had to overnight us more range balls than his particular. They weren't too happy with us about that, but it was a fun time, and you get to rub elbows with some of the best players in the world.
Oh, yeah. You know, no, there's nothing we're going to be releasing today or this morning, unfortunately, mm-hmm. but, you know, we've all been really hard at work, you know, with the staff here planning some special community initiatives and spectator programming, especially for early on in the week during those practice round days. So we're really excited to release those plans and news early next year, if not sooner.
Yeah, there's always a community outreach during these events, and there's always some money that comes from this event and gets put to the charity. I remember in 2013 or 19, we went to Durand Eastman or whatever and ran junior clinics for the kids. They'd bust them in and it was all funded through this event. So I imagine there'll be something similar next spring that you haven't told us about.
We're working on those ideas right now as the weeks have been coming up, and trying to come up with how we can give back to the community, how the PGA of America can leave something in Rochester that will be withstanding and years to come, and for youth golf or whatever it is. It's pretty nice. It's pretty exciting work.
Ronald Pluta, the general chairman of the 2023 PGA Championship, Wes Simeon, sales and marketing as well here with the PGA Championship. Again, if you look to get tickets to any of these days, it's PGAChampionship.com. Takes you right to the site, and it says Back to the East right on the headline there, the beautiful picture of Oak Hill there out by the clubhouse. Wes, I know we talked about tickets. How about for other hospitality suites, and so I know you have some other information on that too you wanted to share.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, the hospitality support here in this area has been just incredible. You know, Ron, you know, the executive committee team here, we're all really excited. Our team has tapped out the site plan here. We've expanded 3 different times. You know, there's only a handful of suites that are left for the championship. You know, we're also very confident with some of the corporate partners we have in this area too. So, you know, we imagine those being reserved over the next few weeks as well.
Excellent. Yeah, PGAChampionship.com is the site. All right, so What do you, you guys get to play the course here too? That's a fun thing.
Yeah, so you're a member. Right? Yeah. You're doing all this, Andrew.
Yeah,
remember.
In my
so are you having time to play?
Yeah.
Are you having some time to play this year and enjoy it? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, occasionally we get to play, and it's a challenging course, I tell you.
Yeah.
All right. So
I know all about it.
That's right.
Yeah, we're not playing from the championship teams.
So just in case some of the guys that'll be playing in this event next year are listening, what advice would you tell the person that comes to play Oak Hill?
The tour players?
Keep the ball on the fairway.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
We, you know, with the renovation, and Kerry Haig is the tournament or championship director. What was it? His,
chief champion.
Chief championship director.
Yeah.
And he was here.
He's excellent, by
he was
way.
Out here a couple weeks ago. So it was the first time he has witnessed and been on the course since it's been renovated. And we added, with the renovation, all the green complexes have added multiple new pin placements. And so he was pretty excited about that.
So he's already scouting pins, huh? He comes out to play and he's already
scouting them.
That's what he does, though. Yes.
And Oak Hill, we just had the men's invitational there 2 weekends ago. And the players, Jeff Corcoran, our ground superintendent, had the course and the greens running, I guess I heard around 14. So
ouch.
It was a lot of complaints, as you had mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
But I think the course is going to be in beautiful shape next year. It's going to show so well on national television. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's interesting that it'll be in the spring. And I think as a PGA member, you know, I'm super proud of this event as it is, and to have it come in your own neck of the woods, your own neighborhood, is awesome. I know I have an adult daughter who's moving to Boston. She's taking the week off so she can volunteer for the event because
nice.
It's just so much fun to be around.
I think, too, I mean, we know in Western New York, we take pride with a lot of our local events, and this is obviously a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
And Rochester is such a great golf community, but obviously, you know, our show based in Buffalo, you've got people coming from Syracuse and Erie, PA, and they'll be driving all over to come into this event. It's going to be a really fantastic event. If you've thought about going, you know, obviously, we would encourage you to do so. It's something that's really, really good.
It's hard to explain if you don't know how good of a golf market Rochester really is, with the number of good facilities they have. You know, between all the Donald Ross facilities that are here in this area, it's amazing to have. What I think there's 5 different Donald Ross courses in Rochester, and this one going back to the original Donald Ross design, getting rid of that, it's going to be a
All in the early 20s. So I think, you know, with transportation being so difficult, he came up in the Rochester area and just decided to
do it all at once.
Do it all at once.
Yeah, I bet it was. And then they didn't have the tools that they have today. You know, they're using horses and plows to make courses back then. So it's really, really cool.
And if you've never been to a professional golf event, it is unlike any other sporting event in the sense that, like, you're on the field. Like, when you go to watch a baseball game, you're in the stands.
Right.
You go to watch, going to watch the Bills today. Like, you're in the seats on the golf course. Like, you can literally be almost within arm's reach of the guy taking the club back. Like, it's such a really, really cool experience. And what a vantage point.
Yeah. I mean, there's 18 holes. There's 18 different spots in the course that you're going to be able to have, in a sense, courtside seats, you know? So it's different in that sense where you're just able to really experience what you want. You know, if you have a favorite player or if you have a favorite spot of the course, you want to sit and kind of hang out at, you know, there's lots of different areas and things you can do and participate in.
Yeah. All right. Any other last minute information we didn't ask you about that you wanted to get across?
Well, I think we touched on quite a bit, but the PGAChampionship.com, we really want to get as many people out here as we can to get this, to get the chance to experience it. Our goal is to, you know, to show PGA of America what Rochester is all about, that what the Oak Hill East Course is all about, and we want them to come back again in the future.
Yeah, I bet they'll be back. Yeah, you got the U.S. Amateur coming up too, don't you?
In 27, we do have the.
Are you going to run that one too?
Let them get through this one first, Jeff.
I know once you get on these committees, it's a vicious cycle.
A little bit of hair left.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Ron and Wes, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Great information. Again, as they said, PGAChampionship.com is the best website if you're looking for ticket information. If you want to contact Jeff or I, you know, through our T to Green information, and we can pass a question along to Ron or West as well. Feel free to do so. But Ron and West, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Good
thank
luck
you
with
both.
All your planning.
And if there's anything we can do through Tee to Green to get more word out, just let us know.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You'll be seeing me here next spring. That's awesome. I'll be all over.
I'll be here as well. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, boys. All right. Ron Pluta, the general chairman, Wes Simeon with sales and marketing for the 2023 PGA Championship here at Oak Hill Country Club. Okay, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week from Jeff. Start to talk about some other headlines and some other fun stuff that we talk about here being at Oak Hill, some of the other cool things that we've seen as we take our first time out. I'm Brian Culzie along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Thanks for being with us. More Tee to Green live from Oak Hill coming up next on WGR.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, Tee to Green, live at Oak Hill here on WGR. We want to thank Ron Pluta, the general chairman, and Wes Simeon, sales and marketing from the PGA Championship. Great segment. If you're just joining us here on Tee to Green, we had a lot of information about next year's championship, especially if you'd like to attend. We'll put the link up to our show a little bit later on this morning. It'll be on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link as well. Coming up here this morning. But
yeah, if you want tickets, it sounds like it's not going to be one of those just walk up and get tickets events. It's selling out fast. So go on the website today and get your tickets if you're planning on coming next year.
Yeah, I think it's great that the food and the beverage included.
Yeah, I was at Tulsa for that this year, and it did
expedite. Yeah, when you went, how do you think that worked out?
PGA Championship, it worked great because it expedites everything. It's the one less thing to worry about. And yeah, you're going to have to get something to eat or drink when you come here anyway, so it just makes it that much easier and that much faster for everybody.
We said a lot of local support, local communities with volunteers and other events going on during the weekend.
Delaware North Support Service is going to
have a local Buffalo company is going to be providing the food as well.
Pumps a lot of money into the local economy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree. So PGAChampionship.com is the website. And again, if you're just joining us, we'll go over a little bit more information before we close today on our show. But a big thanks to Ron and Wes for joining us here today. Okay, you heard it. It's time for our check of the our time for our PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. And again, the Section Championship is here this week, Jeff.
Yep.
We know the rough at Oak Hill is very, very tough to play out of. We asked Ron and Wes, hey, they play here a lot. They said, keep it in the fairway. Okay, so let's talk about hitting out of rough.
Yeah.
It's thick here.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, maybe if you play a course like this, it could be long. You know, hitting like a five iron out of thick rough, not necessarily an easy shot to do here, but let's just, you know, you're playing at a course that has thick rough. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you should be thinking about, even including when you come up and even look at your lie? Like, what should be going through your head?
Well, first thing you do is you assess your lie, you know, and that gives you what options you have. And you need to, the thing I see with a lot of players is when they're hitting out of the rough, they take too little loft. So yeah, when you're, especially if you played here at Oak Hill in championship conditions, that rough is far more brutal than anything most average golfers will ever see. If you have too little loft, you can't get that ball out of the rough. So when in doubt, take a little extra club. I hate using the word manager expectations or that phrase, but you want to make sure you get the ball out of the rough first and get back into play. What I like to do when we're in the rough is I'm going to take a little more loft and I'm going to move the ball back in my stance a little bit, and I'm going to lean a bit forward on my forward post or my left leg. I'm a right-handed golfer, just a little bit more. I'm trying to create much more of a descending angle. Normally we talk about being shallower and, you know, sweep a little bit to hit the driver well. Well, with the rough, you're going to take more loft, move it back in your stance, and you're going to have to hit down on that ball a little bit just to make sure that you're getting the club down and into it. The other problem is sometimes that ball might be perched up. Like, the rough is so long here that it may not settle all the way down. So if it's perched up a half inch or so, that makes it even more difficult. So you gotta be aware of the rough, what your lie is, and that lie is going to tell you what kind of shot you're able to hit from there. But the keys from the rough most of the time is a little bit further back in your stance, a little bit more of a descending blow, make sure you have enough loft, and be very aggressive.
Don't you think probably the biggest mistake that golfers make out of the rough is just taking the same club in terms of, oh, I'm 170 yards from the green, I'm going to take my 170 club, and just the expectations that it's just going to do what it always does.
Right, and then that ball won't have spin either because you don't get that clean contact. So you'll have a, yeah, I see that a lot. And the one I see a lot too is people are in the rough and they're trying to hit it under a tree. Well, a lot of times you need more loft in order to get it out of the rough, and then that loft, too much loft, you'll hit the tree, so you may have to have some other options. I see a lot of people smother low shots out of the rough just because they don't have enough loft.
Yeah, and how will in terms of the club, will it turn one way more than the other? If I'm a right-hander, like, will it tend to turn more right or more left?
Typically, yeah, you'll see guys squeezing. I'm talking as a right-handed golfer, keep that left hand on there tight because that hosel wants to grab and twist that face closed. So it wouldn't be, it's also helpful or illustrative sometimes to just have that blade a tiny bit open, like I keep saying, adding loft. So that adds a little bit of loft, and that allows for the club face to rotate a little bit close. You want to prevent against that, like the hosel grabs around the grass, or the grass grabs around the hosel and flips that blade closed. So you got to be cognizant of that while you're tearing away at the golf ball. I'm envisioning the rough here at Oak Hill, having played here in these conditions, and how difficult it is. And most facilities aren't going to have rough like that, but it does grab the hosel of the club and make it close.
Okay, good advice there from Jeff. Of course, you heard it during the commercial break. You can go see Jeff at the new Golf Dojo, which are having their grand opening next week on Transit Road, right across from the Eastern Hills Mall. Our PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western Europe PGA, which has one goal: promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Good luck to all the Western Europe PGA pros this week. As we mentioned last segment, the section championship will be at Oak Hill on Monday and Tuesday. We've got a lot of good pros given a chance to go out and try to win the section championship.
Yeah, there's some good players. I was watching Jeff Rosetta. He's the teaching professional here. He's already up this morning pitching and chipping, working on his game, getting ready for this week. Yeah, if your game's not tight this week, Oak Hill will let you know. I like to think, you know, a 2 or 4 handicapper comes to Oak Hill. If they break 80, that's a really, 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 really good day. Yeah, it's hard for very good players to break 80 here in these conditions. So it'll be fun to see how well these guys actually play.
Speaking of breaking 80, Jason Duffner, when he won the event here back in 2013, shot a 63, broke the course record, which I believe was held by Ben Hogan and Curtis Strange at 64. Now it's a par 70. They, you know, some of the fours are, I'm sorry, some of the fives were now playing as a four. So, you know, I guess officially under par, it was the same score. Nevertheless, super impressive by Duffner in that win.
It's hard to visualize playing that well after you've played this place. Like, how do you do that?
Shoot a 63.
Here? Yeah, that's when you're good.
Pretty amazing. And I'm sure Duffner spent most of the week in the fairway, as we said here. It's been tough. And then, of course, the previous PGA Championship in 2003, well known for the final approach shot in of the tournament, Sean McKeel on the 18th with a 7-iron,
I think 170 some yards, and he stuck it to just a couple of feet. They've got a plaque out in the 18th fairway. If you ever played it here,
yeah, I've dropped the ball next to that plaque a couple of times. And first of all, I can't hit a 7-iron that far, so I can't reach. But I had to hit a 6-iron, and you can see around there. There's always a bunch of divots because everybody's trying to recreate that shot.
Yeah, really, really cool memory there. And the 95 amateur was here, which was great. The 1980 PGA Championship, which Jack Nicklaus won.
The
Ryder
Cup in
95. That's right. The amateur was 98. My apologies.
Yeah.
If you want to check out a video, I just posted it just before the show this morning at Brian WGR. I went out by the putting green where they have a plaque. They have plaques for the Ryder Cup and then plaques for all the major events that they've shown here with all the champions. So it's kind of a cool trip down memory lane. But if you've never seen the putting green and the range and some of the first hole area around the clubhouse plus those plaques, check out my video at Brian WGR.
I've been here for every one of those events. That's pretty wild. I was here for the Ryder Cup. I've been around for all these events. It's been cool to watch this place grow and change. And it's hard to imagine, but it does get better every time there's another event here. And the golf course, by all accounts, has gotten even better than it was. And it's one of the best courses in the world. Like I said, the only facility in the world to have hosted all those majors. So, like I said, if you're a golf fan, you've got to be here next spring.
Yeah. So we are broadcasting from inside the clubhouse in the Craig Harmon room.
Yes.
What's Craig? For those that may not know who Craig Harmon is, can you give a little bit on him? I know that that's a person you really look up to.
Yeah, I have very fond memories of Craig and spent a lot of time learning to teach from Craig. He was the PGA professional here for many, many, many years. He's been, his father won the Masters, Claude Harmon. His brothers are Butch and stuff like that. So,
by the way, Claude Harmon's Masters jacket
is sitting in here.
Is sitting right in here.
Yeah.
It's in a display case, but the... Let's see, 49 maybe, 1946, Masters champion.
Craig had stories where Ben Hogan be like hanging out with his dad in the kitchen and stuff. But I think Craig got the job. He was either 24 or 26 years old when he first became the head professional here. And he was the head professional here for years and years and one of the most respected teachers in the game, one of the best PGA professionals. He's in the PGA, National PGA Hall of Fame as a golf professional. As a matter of fact, we have two. There's a Jim Merva from another Donald Ross gem just around the corner is also in the National PGA Hall of Fame. But yeah, Craig's a legendary PGA professional, and he's been followed by Jason Ballard, who's another outstanding PGA professional. You facilities like this get the best staff, and they definitely had it with Craig and now with Jason.
Yep. All right, before we go to break here, Kevin Sylvester coming up from the BMW Championship in a moment. Interesting anniversary this week. Tin Cup turned 26, debuted August 16th, rather, 26 years ago. The Kevin Costner scene, of course, the famous one where he's on the last hole trying to win the U.S. Open.
Here's my hot take. I hated that movie.
I
never liked that movie. I didn't think his swing was good. I thought the ending was bad. I didn't think it was that great of a movie, but maybe that's my golf snobbery in me.
So, see, you didn't like it as much, but it was the highest grossing golf movie of all time.
Over Caddyshack?
It brought in $76 million worldwide, making it the number one box office golf film. Caddyshack, which you mentioned, number two at $40 million. But you'd rank Caddyshack ahead of it, obviously.
Oh, miles ahead of
it, when you ask most people, best golf movie, Caddyshack, right?
Definitely Caddyshack. You're not quoting Tin Cup. You're quoting Caddyshack when you play golf. Yes.
There's quite a few good lines.
Yes, there are.
Caddyshack. Yes. But Tin Cup, 26 years old.
And we're getting old. That's all that means. Yeah.
I know. All right. Time out here. We're excited. We are at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester. When we come back, Kevin Sylvester, live at the BMW Championship. He's working for PGA Tour Radio this week. And we've got some monster names at the top of the leaderboard this week that Kevin will be telling us all about here. The FedEx Cup playoffs is in week 2 of 3. That and more coming up from Oak Hill with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Kulziel. Corey Jackson producing back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for being with us. More Tee to Green coming up right here on WGR. Back on Tee to Green, Brian Kulziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're live at Oak Hill Country Club here in Rochester. We're inside the Craig Harmon Room. Beautiful spot to be. Put up a whole bunch of pictures and videos on my Twitter handle. Check it out
at Brian WGR. Also, there's some pictures on our Instagram page at T2Green, at T2G Buffalo as well. We'll have some information about next year's PGA Championship if you need tickets information here coming up at the end of this segment. Also, Kevin Sylvester with our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. But this is week two of the three-week FedEx Cup playoffs. They're down to 70. Last week, 125. This week, 70. They're going to cut it to 30 after this week. And through the weekend here, no cut, by the way. All 70 golfers play the weekend. Adam Scott has a one-shot lead, 65-69. He's at 8 under par. And then we get some monster names coming into play here. Scottie Scheffler at minus 7. Jordan Spieth at minus 7. Canadians are rooting for Corey Connors. He's at minus 7. Cameron Young, who's had a great year, he's at minus 7. Then there's a host of golfers at minus 6 that include Rory, Xander Schauffele, and Patrick Cantlay. So huge star power at the top of the PGA Tour leaderboard. We'll talk to Kevin live here in one moment.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. This week it's Dick's Sporting Goods Open in Endicott, New York at Enjoy Golf Club. And what a great leaderboard. That might be worth the ride. Darren Clark, Jim Furyk, and Vijay Singh at 7-under tied for the lead. And then followed by Padraig Harrington and Duffy Waldorf, and one of my favorite players, Ernie Els, is tied for 6th. Great, great leaderboard there also.
Yeah, from here from Oak Hill, it's probably, what, hour and a half south or so?
Yeah, it's not too far. Not too bad. It might be worth the ride. I mean, it's a cool place, and it's a cool time of year to be down in that part of the state.
And a lot of big names.
A lot of big names.
Right at the top there.
Yeah, it's a great event.
No LPGA event this week. They played last week in Northern Ireland, and the Swede, Maja Stark, won by 5. She shot 20 under par. Over the course of the four rounds.
Yeah, the U.S. Amateur's going on, though, right now.
That's right. And they're down to the final four, and it's been some pretty exciting match play. They're down to match play. Dylan Menenti and Sam Bennett, they are the first match in the semis at 2 o'clock, and then at 2:20, Ben Carr and Derek Hitchner. All four remaining are all from the United States.
Yeah, watch that Sam Bennett play. That guy's he's got some fire. He's fun to watch.
I agree. Okay, let's bring in Kevin Sylvester now. He's at the BMW Championship working for PGA Tour Radio, and we say good morning to Kevin. Kevin, we're wishing you were here today at beautiful Oak Hill. You know this is one of the most special places in all of golf.
Well, it's spectacular, and I am jealous, and wish I was there with you.
Yeah, you should be jealous. We just got some nice swag handed to us, Kevin. Usually you're this master of the swag. Yes, yeah, they're taking good care of us here at Oak Hill.
Oh, now I'm really jealous.
Kevin, we talked before we talk about the BMW, we spoke with Ron Pluta and Wes Simeon from the PGA Championship Committee, and they talked just about spectators coming here next year and seeing a live golf event in person in Western New York. You're obviously at events all the time for PGA Tour Radio. What would you say is a cool and unique thing about being at a professional golf event as a fan or as a spectator?
Well, I mean, you get to see. I'm so used to it, so I'm trying to think of a great answer for someone who doesn't see it all the time. So you're going to be in awe of how these players hit the ball, not only their distance, but their accuracy and how they escape difficult situations. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I'm following Cameron Young on the 14th hole. It's a par 5 downhill, and he drove it so far left, he was to the right of the third tee box underneath a tree and somehow found a way to put it on the fairway 20 yards short of the green from 230 yards away. You know, just something like that, that they're able to escape those difficult situations. I think you'd be amazed at that. And their ability to make what to the amateur golfer seems impossible routine.
Their short games, Kevin, is what I'm always impressed with. When I go to a tour event and watch these guys, where they get up and down from, to me, is insane sometimes.
You know, yesterday, Sam Burns on the 18th hole, finishing late in the day, he drives it left. He's in a bunker, a tall face, and it's uphill. It's playing plus 8, and he's 110 yards away, so it's 118. Now, he's able, to elevate it enough to get it up the hill into the greenside bunker. He's got 60 feet and puts it to 5. Stuff
wow.
Like that just amazes me every time. Now, he missed the putt. He made bogey, but it was because a lot of players have difficulty with the whole locations yesterday and where they were, but that's what they're going to see in a course like Oak Hill, the history, the heritage there. I mean, it's one of the great venues in America.
Yeah. Kevin Sylvester from the BMW Championship. This is week two of the 3 weeks in the FedEx Cup playoffs. There at 70 golfers. Everybody makes the cut this week, and then they'll get it down to 30 for the finale next week at the Tour Championship. Kev, I know you were following Rory a little yesterday. He had quite a finish on 18, chipping in, and he's in contention here, only two off the lead.
Yeah, and you know what? If it wasn't for one hole, he probably, you know, he might be in the final group today. In round one, he was cruising along. He'd only hit four fairways when he went to the 15th tee. That's the par three. He's playing 216 yards, front location, and he just double-crossed himself and put it right in the middle of the pond. That is short left of the green. It was such a, I'll just say it, a bad, derailed everything for him. But moved on, and I have, you know, I'll be with him today for his start, and I have no doubt he'll find a way to put himself in contention. He's driving it so far. On that 14th hole, as mentioned with Cameron Young, he had a drive that was 386 yards.
That's insane.
That's remarkable. Yeah. He's just obliterating the golf course with his distance.
The name, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, he's super, like, if we ask that question, what's cool? Go watch Rory McIlroy hit drivers and tell me that's not cool to watch. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Remember, what is it, the media day several years ago?
Yes, we got to see him right there.
Right, Jeff, the three of us, we were playing, and he's on 13th tee box, and, you know, he just took that creek, took it on, no problem. Yeah. 13, it was incredible.
Well, not anymore. They moved that tee back 60 yards, I guess, Kev, so he still might do it. Yeah,
that's right.
Kev, the wind's blowing, you know, up the hill. He'll go for it.
Yeah.
Kev, the monster names that are in contention here, Adam Scott in the lead, but you've got the guy that's projected number one in FedEx Cup points right now, Scottie Scheffler, one behind. Jordan Spieth was actually tied for the lead late yesterday, gave one back late. He's one off. We mentioned Rory. Schauffele and Cantlay are playing great golf. They're right there, too. I mean, this is a headliner's club here going into the weekend with obviously plenty of storylines possibly setting up.
Yeah, certainly. And I want to tell you guys a quick story about, this is not golf, but this is the foundation of Scottie Scheffler and his family. Yesterday, so, you know, these players have security that walks with them, and the Delaware State Troopers are walking the golf course with the players, you know, just for safety, and in full uniform. And at the end of the day, I'm waiting to interview Cameron Young, Scottie Scheffler's dad, who was also named Scott. I see him bring lunch out to the two troopers that were walking with Scottie. Now, you know, that's not something that he had to do, but that just kind of shows you the foundation that Scottie Scheffler has, and you know, how great his family is. That the dad is surprised these guys have brought him out lunch. I just thought that was a cool story to share.
That is great. Yeah, the more we hear about Scheffler, the more likable. All right, let's finish with just the course. This is a new spot for these PGA Tour players, Wilmington Country Club in Delaware. Kev, as people watch and listen this weekend, what's the unique thing about this course that you really like?
Well, I tell you what, it's a big property. You know, it's hilly. There's a lot of elevation change there, and it looks beautiful. I mean, when you see it on television, if you haven't watched any of the coverage so far, you're like, wow, that place looks fantastic, and it is stunning with some of the vistas. The greens are huge. It's the only place that has larger greens is Kapalua. So you're going to see a lot of players that putts a 50 feet, and you'll be like, what? Just because of the size of the greens and because of a lot of the movement on the greens. So lag putting is going to be crucial, I think, this weekend, especially with how firm they got yesterday. I mean, Corey Connors, I followed him in the last three holes. He hit fabulous shots in that bounded off just off the back of the green, and he looked dumbfounded. And I even talked to him at the round. I said, wow, you hit some great shots in there. And it just they skipped off the green. So the firmness of these greens, I think, are going to make it a very challenging weekend.
Yep. Kev, we'll be listening to you on PGA Tour Radio. Thanks for the visit, and wish you were with us here at Oak Hill, but you're at a great spot as well. We will see you next week at the Golf Dojo.
Yeah, as I say, last event of the season for me for PGA. So I'm coming home, boys. Coming home.
All right.
Be good to have you around, Kev.
Thanks, Kevin.
There's a list at home for sure.
Yeah. I bet there is. Yes.
You gotta get that done. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. See you, boys.
All right. Kevin Sylvester from the B&W Championship. Again, there's a lot of good names at the top here. Scheffler, Spieth, Scott, Cantlay, Rory, Schauffele.
Yeah, good TV. You got the Bills today at 1, and then you've got some golf, and the senior golf's good. The U.S. Amateur's fun to watch. It's a real good weekend for golf.
Yeah. All right, we got about a couple minute or so here left here from Oak Hill. I know we're going to do another
wander around
trip
for
throughout
a while.
Here, check out some of the trophy rooms. I'm going to take more pictures. I'm going to post some more pictures. So if you've never been in the clubhouse at Oak Hill, some of the different rooms and the trophies and memorabilia, I'll look for that coming up on my Twitter handle at BrianWGR.
It's spectacular as the golf course is. The clubhouse is equally spectacular. Yes.
Yeah. When you're at a place like this, like you can see, you and I have had the smile going the whole show. Here.
I've done a lot of cool stuff in golf, and this place still gets me geeked out to come and just to hang out in the clubhouse. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Big thanks to Ronald Pluta and Wes Simeon, part of the team and the committee for the 2023 PGA Championship. Obviously, it's here at Oak Hill next year. Ticket information, go to pgachampionship.com. Pretty cool this year. The tickets include food and beverage, so that's cool. But some of the days are already selling out, and practice rounds are getting close to as well. So if you're thinking about going, or maybe it's a good holiday gift to get for somebody, maybe get it for your dad or get it for your son or your daughter, or you want to go with somebody, it's a good spot. It's a good spot.
Do it sooner than later, though.
But do it.
They're selling out.
Don't wait till December to buy it.
Yes. They'll be gone by December, I'm sure.
Yeah, the course renovated, and on our drive-in, it just looked spectacular.
Oh, with the fog and the morning sun. Yes. Yeah, it makes you really appreciate how lucky we are to come to a place like this and get to see all this and appreciate it next spring when we're here for the PGA Championship.
Yep, that'll be next May.
We'll be here doing a radio show, I'm sure.
I know. Looking forward to that. Okay, that'll put a wrap on things here from Oak Hill. Corey Jackson, thank you, producing back in our Amherst studios. Kevin Sylvester for joining us. Ronald Pluta and Wes Simeon from the PGA committee. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Yeah, fun show, and I'm looking forward to getting on the golf course myself this weekend.
That's right. All right, don't go anywhere here on WGR. Right after this timeout, Bills pregame starts. The starters are playing. Hold your breath that everybody gets through it okay health-wise.
A couple Hail Marys and cross your fingers. Yeah,
that's right. Get them out. Bills and Broncos coming up at 1, but Bills pregame starts on the other side. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green every Saturday. We'll be at Golf Dojo next week in Amherst right here on WGR.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Back on Tee to Green, Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're live at Oak Hill Country Club here in Rochester. We're inside the Craig Harmon Room. Beautiful spot to be. Put up a whole bunch of pictures and videos on my Twitter handle. Check it out at Brian WGR. Also, there's some pictures on our Instagram page at Tee to Green, at T2G Buffalo as well. We'll have some information about next year's PGA Championship if you need tickets information here coming up at the end of this segment. Also, Kevin Sylvester with our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. But this is week two of the three-week FedEx Cup playoffs. They're down to 70. Last week, 125. This week, 70. They're going to cut it to 30 after this week and through the weekend here. No cut, by the way. All 70 golfers play the weekend. Adam Scott has a one-shot lead, 65-69. He's at 8 under par. And then we get some monster names coming into play here. Scottie Scheffler at minus 7. Jordan Spieth at minus 7. Canadians are rooting for Corey Connors. He's at minus 7. Cameron Young, who's had a great year, he's at minus 7. Then there's a host of golfers at minus 6 that include Rory, Xander Schauffele, and Patrick Cantlay. So huge star power at the top of the PGA Tour leaderboard. We'll talk to Kevin live here in one moment.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. This week it's Dick's Sporting Goods Open in Endicott, New York at Enjoy Golf Club. And what a great leaderboard. That might be worth the ride. Darren Clark, Jim Furyk, and Vijay Singh at 7 under tied good for the names. Lead. And then followed by Padraig Harrington and Duffy Waldorf, and one of my favorite players, Ernie Els, is tied for 6th. Great leaderboard there also.
Yeah, from here from Oak Hill, it's probably, what, hour and a half south or so?
Yeah, it's not too far. Not too bad. It might be worth the ride. I mean, it's a cool place, and it's a cool time of year to be down in that part of the state.
And a lot of big names.
A lot of
right
big names.
At the top there.
Yeah, it's a great event.
No LPGA event this week. They played last week in Northern Ireland, and the Swede, Maja Stark, won by 5. She shot 20 under par. Over the course of the four rounds.
Yeah, the U.S. Amateur's going on, though, right now.
That's right. And they're down to the final four, and it's been some pretty exciting match play. They're down to match play. Dylan Menenti, and Sam Bennett, they are the first match in the semis at 2 o'clock, and then at 2:20, Ben Carr and Derek Hitchner. All four remaining are all from the United States.
Yeah, watch that Sam Bennett play. That guy's he's got some fire. He's fun to watch.
I agree. Okay, let's bring in Kevin Sylvester now. He's at the BMW Championship working for PGA Tour Radio, and we say good morning to Kevin. Kevin, we're wishing you were here today at beautiful Oak Hill. You know this is one of the most special places in all of golf.
It's spectacular, and I am jealous, and wish I was there with you.
Yeah, you should be jealous. We just got some nice swag handed to us. Usually you're this master of the swag. Yes, yeah, they're taking good care of us here at Oak Hill.
Oh, now I'm really jealous.
Kevin, we talked before we talk about the BMW, we spoke with Ron Pluta and Wes Simeon from the PGA Championship Committee, and they talked just about spectators coming here next year and you know, seeing a live golf event in person in Western New York. You're obviously at events all the time for PGA Tour Radio. What would you say is a cool and unique thing about being at a professional golf event as a fan or as a spectator?
Well, I mean, you get to see. I'm so used to it, so I'm trying to think of a great answer for someone who doesn't see it all the time. So what you're going to be in awe of how these players hit the ball, not only their distance, but their accuracy and how they escape difficult situations. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I'm following Cameron Young on the 14th hole. It's a par 5 downhill, and he drove it so far left, he was to the right of the third tee box underneath a tree and somehow found a way to put it on the fairway 20 yards short of the green from 230 yards away. You know, just something like that, that they're able to escape those difficult situations. I think you'll be amazed at that. And their ability to make what's to the amateur golfer seems impossible routine.
Their short games, Kevin, is what I'm always impressed with. When I go to a tour event and watch these guys, how they, where they get up and down from, to me, is insane sometimes.
You know, yesterday, Sam Burns on the 18th hole, finishing late in the day, he drives it left. He's in a bunker, tall face, and it's uphill. It's playing plus eight, you know, and he's 110 yards away, so it's 118. Now, he's able, you know, to elevate it enough to get it up the hill into the greenside bunker. He's got 60 feet and puts it to five. Stuff wow. like that. Just amazes me every time. Now, he missed the putt. He made bogey, but it was because a lot of players have difficulty with the hole locations yesterday and where they were, but that's what they're going to see in a course like Oak Hill, the history, the heritage there. I mean, it's one of the great venues in America.
Yeah. Kevin Sylvester from the BMW Championship. This is week two of the 3 weeks in the FedEx Cup playoffs. They're at 70 golfers. Everybody makes the cut this week, and then they'll get it down to 30 for the finale next week at the Tour Championship. Kev, I know you were following Rory a little yesterday. He had quite a finish on 18, chipping in, and he's in contention here, only two off the lead.
Yeah, and you know what? If it wasn't for one hole, he probably, you know, he might be in the final group today. In round one, he was cruising along. He'd only hit four fairways when he went to the 15th tee. That's the par three. He's playing 216 yards, front location, and he just double-crossed himself and put it right in the middle of the pond. That is short left of the green. It was such a, I'll just say, a bad derailed everything for him. But moved on, and I have, you know, I'll be with him today for his start, and I have no doubt he'll find a way to put himself in contention. He's driving it so far. On that 14th hole, as mentioned on the camera, Young, he had a drive that was 386 yards.
That's insane.
That's remarkable. Yeah. He's just obliterating the golf course with his distance.
The name, go ahead.
Yeah, he's super, like, if we ask that question, what's cool? Go watch Rory McIlroy hit drivers and tell me that's not cool to watch. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Remember, was it the media day several years ago?
Yes, we got to see him right there.
Right, Jeff, the three of us, we were playing, and he's on 13th tee box, and, you know, he just took that creek, took it on, no problem, on 13. It was incredible.
Well, not anymore. They moved that tee back 60 yards, I guess, Kev, so he still might do it. Yeah,
that's right.
Kev, the wind's blowing, you know, up the hill. He'll go for it.
Yeah.
Kev, the monster names that are in contention here, Adam Scott in the lead, but you've got the guy that's projected number one in FedEx Cup points right now, Scottie Scheffler, one behind. Jordan Spieth was actually tied for the lead late yesterday, gave one back late. He's one off. We mentioned Rory. Schauffele and Cantlay are playing great golf. They're right there, too. I mean, this is a headliner's club here going into the weekend with obviously plenty of storylines possibly setting up.
Yeah, certainly. And I want to tell you guys a quick story about, this is not golf, but this is the foundation of Scottie Scheffler and his family. Yesterday, so, you know, these players have security that walks with them, and the Delaware State Troopers are walking the golf course with the players, you know, just for safety, and in full uniform. And at the end of the day, I'm waiting to interview Cameron Young, Scottie Scheffler's dad, who was also named Scott. I see him bring lunch out to the two troopers that were walking with Scotty. Now, you know, that's not something that he had to do, but that just kind of shows you the foundation that Scottie Scheffler has and, you know, how great his family is that the dad. I'm surprised these guys have brought him out lunch. I just thought that was a cool story to share.
That is great. Yeah, the more we hear about Scheffler, the more likable. All right, let's finish with just the course. This is a new spot for these PGA Tour players. Wilmington Country Club in Delaware, Kev. As people watch and listen this weekend, what's the unique thing about this course that you really like?
Well, I tell you what, it is. It's a big property. You know, it's hilly. There's a lot of elevation change there, and it looks beautiful. I mean, when you see it on television, if you haven't watched any of the coverage so far, you're like, wow, that place looks fantastic, and it is stunning with some of the vistas. The greens are huge. It's the only place that has larger greens is Kapalua. So you're going to see a lot of players that putts at 50 feet. And you'd be like, what? Just because of the size of the greens and because of a lot of the movement on the greens. So lag putting is going to be crucial, I think, this weekend, especially with how firm they got yesterday. I mean, Corey Connors, I followed him in the last three holes, he hit fabulous shots in that bounded off just off the back of the green, and he looked dumbfounded. And I even talked to him at the round. I said, wow, you hit some great shots in there. And it just they skipped off the green. So the firmness of these greens, are going to make it a very challenging weekend.
Yeah. Kev, we'll be listening to you on PGA Tour Radio. Thanks for the visit, and wish you were with us here at Oak Hill, but you're at a great spot as well. We will see you next week at the Golf Dojo.
Yeah, as I say, last event of the season for me for PGA. So I'm coming home, boys. Coming home.
All right.
Be good to have you around, Kev.
Thanks, Kevin.
There's a list at home for sure.
Yes. I bet there is. Yes.
You got to get that done. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. See you, boys.
All right. Kevin Sylvester from the B&W Championship. Again, there's a lot of good names at the top here. Scheffler, Spieth, Scott, Cantlay, Rory, Schauffele.
Yeah, good TV. You got the Bills today at 1, and then you've got some golf, and the senior golf's good. The U.S. Amateur's fun to watch. It's a real good weekend for golf.
Yeah. All right, we got about a couple minute or so here left here from Oak Hill. I know we're going to do another
wander around
trip
for a
throughout
little while.
Here. Check out some of the trophy rooms. I'm going to take more pictures. I'm going to post some more pictures. So if you've never been in the clubhouse at Oak Hill, some of the different rooms and the trophies and memorabilia, I'll look for that coming up on my Twitter handle at Brian WGR.
It's spectacular as the golf course is. The clubhouse is equally spectacular. Yes.
Yeah. When you're at a place like this, like, you can see, you and I have had the smile going the whole show. Here.
I've done a lot of cool stuff in golf, and this place still gets me geeked out to come and just to hang out in the clubhouse. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Big thanks to Ronald Pluta and Wes Simeon, part of the team and the committee for the 2023 PGA Championship. Obviously, it's here at Oak Hill next year. Ticket information, go to pgachampionship.com. Pretty cool this year. The tickets include food and beverage, so that's cool. But some of the days are already selling out, and practice rounds are getting close to as well. So if you're thinking about going, or maybe it's a good holiday gift to get for somebody, maybe get it for your dad or get it for your son or your daughter, or you want to go with somebody. Yeah, it's a good spot. It's a good spot.
Do it sooner than later, though.
But do it. Yes, you're going to
selling out.
Don't wait till December to buy it.
Yes, they'll be gone by December, I'm sure.
Yeah, the course renovated, and on our drive-in, it just looked spectacular.
Oh, with the fog and the morning sun. Yes, it makes you really appreciate how lucky we are to come to a place like this and get to see all this and appreciate it next spring when we're here for the PGA Championship.
Yep, that'll be next May.
We'll be here doing a radio show, I'm sure.
I know. Looking forward to that. Okay, that'll put a wrap on things here from Oak Hill. Corey Jackson, thank you, producing back in our Amherst studios. Kevin Sylvester for joining us. Ronald Pluta and Wes Simeon from the PGA committee. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Yeah, fun show, and I'm looking forward to getting on the golf course myself this weekend.
That's right. All right, don't go anywhere here on WGR. Right after this timeout, Bills pregame starts. The starters are playing. Hold your breath that everybody gets through it okay health-wise.
A couple Hail Marys and cross your fingers. Yeah,
that's
let's
right.
Get them out.
Bills and Broncos coming up at 1, but Bills pregame starts on the other side. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Colziel. T to Green every Saturday. We'll be at Golf Dojo next week in Amherst right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.